Do you think people should upgrade now? Do you think they should wait?
It depends. If you're using Windows 8, upgrade today.
Jeez, yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Right now. Do it yesterday.
Yeah.
If you're on Windows 7, I think you can wait a little while. There's going to be some security bugs that are going to be coming out. There's going to be some patches. Like you said, that big service pack 2 is coming later.
You don't have to feel any urgency. You got a year.
Yeah,
if you want to do that free upgrade, you have a whole year. And just to be clear, and if you listen to Windows Weekly, I think you know this already. Paul Theriot and Mary Jo Foley have really explained the ins and outs. Microsoft hasn't done a great job. To be very clear, anybody using a legitimate authorized copy of Windows 7 or 8 can upgrade to the parallel version, you know, Windows Home to 10 Pro Home, Windows Pro to 10 Pro, for free. You have a year.
That's amazing in itself.
It's amazing.
That's amazing in
itself.
It's
a good deal.
I still got my old Windows disk with the $299, $399 mm-hmm. price tag on them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, do I really? Like, and you had to spend it. So, I mean, for them, that's like a nice moment for them, because people still ask, well, how much is the upgrade? I'm like, it's free. Nothing's free for Microsoft. I'm like, all right, well, but look.
Is it amazing, or is it just Microsoft, you know, capitulating to what is operating systems today?
That's how
Android
Apple does
upgrades
it
are free. Yeah. iOS upgrades are free. OS X upgrades are free. Windows 8 was a massive pile of a word I can't say right now. So why would they charge you for 10 when they've just burnt a ton of bridges with 8? I mean, I feel like they had to give it away for free or $15 or something. I mean, charging $300 after all of that.
They last a long time of charging people when they shouldn't have. I'm just saying.
I think you're right. I think they should have cut the prices a long time ago. But
yes.
I don't know if they had much choice.
It's their business. I mean, that's how they make money, is selling
the
software.
Yeah, it's this
and
Office. Been Microsoft's business as long as there's been a Microsoft.
Yeah, this is part of a reinvention.
This really is a new era for Windows. We talked to Terry Meyerson, who's the head of Windows, for a story in this week's Business Week. And he told us about how this is, I mean, he said, let's just say nobody's working on Windows 11 right now. Like,
that's fascinating.
Here's Windows 10, and we're going to keep iterating on it constantly. And
we've
been
saying this for a couple of generations. Is this the last version of Windows?
It very well could be.
Could be.
What does that even mean, though? What I mean,
honestly,
what does that mean?
I don't understand that.
They had Windows 8. They had Windows 8.1. Now they have Windows 10. Who cares what they call it? They're going to be releasing updates every few months.
Well, I think the methodology is that they're going to do every few months instead of holding all their new features for 2-3 years.
But this is the last version of Windows as a statement, because I've heard Microsoft say that. I've heard a lot of tech reporters say that. I don't really understand what that means. It sounds really, really great. It sounds really cute. I don't get what it means. And in fact, with HoloLens, which is going to run on Windows 10, that thing's not supposed to come out. I think maybe until...
They said now next year.
Next year.
I think they said developer units by the end of the year.
And they also said they have a five-year plan for it, but it runs on Windows 10. So, I mean, technically, OS 10 has been on its 10th version for a really long time, and they're technically iterating on that.
Yeah, but they still have... I mean, it's very clear that Yosemite is a big upgrade from...
Of course.
Mavericks is a big upgrade from... You know, I mean,
but you think this time next year... Microsoft isn't going to say, hey, we have some really hot new stuff for you. We have a new big upgrade.
I think
we're
going to
give you 10.1.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like to say it's the last version of 10, Windows 10 ever.
Just, they'll do 12.
And that's not how marketing works. Like, you need to tell the common man something. You can't just tell me, oh, I got a new Kanye Sonata. It's the same car. I mean, but it's new. But its features are different. Like, you got to name it something. You got to change it.
Yep.
It's going to happen. Regardless of what they say, which, again, sounds awesome. They're going to change it to something because people need to hear new, because the human brain now is accustomed to new.
It might still be called 6C. Windows 10, but...
Yeah,
they'll be in it's the last version of Windows in one sense, which is the desktop operating systems are much less important than they ever were. It's much more like, I don't care what operating system I'm using, can I... Maybe Office becomes more important just because of that, because that's what you use as a tool. And in fact, they're doing that on any operating system, including Android, iPad, maybe that's really the solution. You don't ask what's the operating system in my car, what's the operating system in my microwave. The technology has become an appliance. Although people, I think, do know the difference between iOS and Android, don't they? I mean, that's a very clear distinction.
Sometimes a contentious.
Silly.
And people certainly know the difference between Windows and Mac. I mean, I still know people who are sworn to Windows, and they like the experience better. They're excited about Windows 10 and the start menu coming back.
Right?
Aren't we really all just Chrome users when it comes down to it?
My favorite thing is when someone tells you about the new features that Apple has. I'm like, the stuff Microsoft's been running for 10 years and you hate Microsoft? Like, wow, new feature. Like, just stop.
No, you're right, because that's human. Humans like to be on teams.
It's
like
what we do.
For their team.
They do. They do.
As I was saying, you've got a year to get the free upgrade. That's not going to – that's it. You're official owner of Windows 10 as if you had paid money for it. You'll get forced updates, by the way. You have to update it from now on. You can defer an update, but you can't defer it forever. And then I do believe after a year, I think on July 29th, 2016, they're going to start charging.
They've said that they will.
I think they are.
It's going to be a ridiculous like $300 price.
Yeah, don't count on them not doing that. Well, it's $110 for Home 10 now. If you just want to go buy a license. I had to buy a license. Like if you're on a Mac, you have to buy a license because I'm not upgrading from an earlier version of Windows, that kind of thing. So I bought a license last night. I felt like a fool. $110.
You feel like it was like worth it?
$119.
It's a tax write-off. It's always worth it. America.
You know what are you gonna, what am I going to do?
America.
It's America. I'm glad to support our friends in Redmond. They need the money.